Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 29th of October. The United States is offering data on job vacancies, the JOLTS data. There are a couple of points to stress with this. First, of all the data sources in the US, the JOLTS data has one of the most shockingly low response rates. Only about a third of firms who are asked bother to answer the survey questions. In other words, the firms that do answer the surveys are odd. Second, and perhaps even more important, the vacancy rate in the JOLTS data does not record vacancies, only externally advertised vacancies. This is important because a very large number of job vacancies are filled from within the business and never advertised externally at all. What has happened in the period since the pandemic is that the ratio of externally advertised job vacancies to internally advertised job vacancies shot up and then shot down again. That does not tell us a great deal about how many overall vacancies there are, only about the fact that the structure of the labour market changed in the aftermath of the pandemic. In other words, this is a data report that should be interpreted with considerable caution. On the subject of treating data with caution, we have some consumer sentiment opinion polls coming out. Survey-based evidence has become a rather fraught topic as it pertains to political opinion polls, and there's no reason to suppose that sentiment opinion polls avoid the pitfalls. In fact, we know from the US Michigan consumer sentiment data that the numbers are riddled with partisan political bias. Today's offering from the US Conference Board is likely to be similarly affected. One might suppose that the German GfK consumer confidence number avoids partisan bias, and sadly, the data is not broken down along party political lines. But in a polarised world where social media can feed you the news that you want to hear, it seems unlikely that this data will be immune from political perspectives. Pricing data is, fortunately, generally immune from political perspectives, even if the perception of pricing is not. The United Kingdom's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index showed more deflation than had been expected in September. Although, as only three economists can be bothered to forecast this index, the so-called consensus is not so much a consensus as a random roll of the dice. The details showed ongoing deflation in non-food items, which fits with the general deflation of consumer durable goods reported in consumer price data. Food price inflation has moderated further. The earlier gap between this indicator and food consumer price inflation in the official data reflects the fact that the two-tier pricing structure has become a lot more subdued in supermarkets, as consumers continue to resist profit-led inflation. The UK is also offering consumer credit and mortgage application data for September. This is seen as being relatively stable. Interest rate reductions will take a little while to work their way through into these numbers. In the United States, meanwhile, fixed-rate mortgages hit a 7% interest rate. Of course, very large numbers of US homeowners refinanced at ridiculously low interest rates back in 2021, and their spending power is unaffected by this rise in mortgage rates. But it is a disincentive to move house, and it also weighs on the spending power of first-time buyers, and may indeed deter them from buying altogether, which then affects demands for consumer durable goods in the process. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways securities and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.